The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, December the 27th, and we're glad you're with us today. In fact, we're very happy that you're with us today. And that is a topic of conversation, being happy. A couple of days after Christmas, we've got Vera Massey with us, MU Extension. Good to have you here.
Good to Vera. Be here.
Happy. How many people can you say that you know that are genuinely happy?
Gosh, I know lots of them. And I think here's the thing. Happy people tend to hang around
happy people. Yeah, yeah. And people who enjoy misery hang around people who enjoy misery.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And, you know, happiness is an interesting thing that has been studied. And we've learned a lot about some of the elements associated with being a happy person. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do with choices we make in attitudes and behaviors. And being happier in life many times equates to being healthier in life, mm-hmm. whether it's in the physical, the mental, the social, or the spirit dimension of who we are.
Yeah. You were telling me before we came on that a study was done of people who have lived long, healthy, happy lives.
Yes.
How does one decide that this person they were studying is happy?
Well, what's interesting in many of the studies, the researchers go into all parts of the world, and they'll go into a village or a community and say, who's the happiest person in your
village?
Oh,
they really do
that? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what they've heard about it. And then they go and they interview these people. Mm-hmm. And what they discover is there's some common elements that happy people tend to have in common.
Can we learn, if we're not a happy person, let's say if we've got somebody listening today who just feels like the world has come crashing down on them, can we learn to be a happy person?
Absolutely. If we think about a pie and we cut that pie up, about half of the pie is sort of our genetic predisposition.
Okay, whether we're going
to
be...
Some of us tend to be a little on the more optimistic, happier side than others. Another 10% of that pie carved out has to do with life circumstances, things that typically generate a lot of happiness that are viewed as, you know, winning the lottery or...
Yeah, but or, I, you know what? I read... the other day, and I tend to agree with this, money doesn't bring happiness.
Oh, no, and I want us to talk about that because
money
that
does
is
not
a misconception. But 10% has to do with life circumstances, but they're usually short-lived, so you can't count on that to keep you happy. For instance, landing that big job or whatever it might be. The other 40% of that pie of life has to do with our conscious intentions and attitudes that we know can lead to happier people. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that we want to focus on. What is it that we can do in choosing attitudes and behaviors that can lead to a happier life for ourselves?
Okay.
And that is something that we find from within and work on ourselves. And money is one of them, as you just said. What we find is after people's basic needs are met, that does not necessarily equate a higher income to happier people. Because many of the cultures that they've studied, many people do not have a lot of money, per se. They have their basic needs met, but they find happiness in experiences and the way they live their life versus in things. Hmm. For example, they find that family, friends, and faith are key elements in many happy people in their lives. So they have strong connections to family. Social interactions are important. And what they've discovered is that spending lots of extra time at work, while it may lead to an increase in income for some people,
it may not lead to happiness.
It could be the time could be better spent in social connecting. And they find that people that belong to clubs or organizations or volunteer, there's a direct connection to their happiness. And so those are choices people make in how they use their time and energy. And so that seems to be a common theme. Another one is that people feeling safe and secure. That is, are they living in an area where they're not afraid for their lives? Mm-hmm. That directly affects your degree of happiness. But we also look at safe and secure in relationship to our financial part of our lives. And we find that people who are insecure in their financial status, either not having enough to meet their basic needs or maybe spending money that they do not have, is directly related to stress, which is not going to create a happier life. Some of the other things that we find is that the jobs that we have. Are we in a job that has some meaning to it? And are we feeling valued? There's direct relationships.
You could have a job that is paying you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You're giving a lot of time to this position, but you're not happy. You don't like it.
Yes.
So what do you say to somebody like that? Now, they're going to have to give up some financial security. But in the long run, they may be happier making less money, spending more time with their family and friends, and doing something that they feel is helping someone else.
Yes. There are some of the studies with the research. A man who happened to be a garbage collector, people described him as one of the happiest people, and he enjoyed what he did. He saw that he had great value in his community.
Well, of course he does.
And that for some people, they would view that as not an important job.
Not at all.
He took great pride in his work.
Yes.
And so it, you know, all jobs have potential value and benefit to our society.
Yes. My father, I remember my dad always saying, and obviously he didn't make this up, but he was always telling me, whatever you do, do it the best you can and be proud of what you're doing.
And that is an important aspect of having meaning and value in what we do.
Yeah.
So our work is important. The other thing they found is research on commute times. People who tend to have longer commutes spend more time not able to do the things that perhaps bring them joy or meaning.
They're not as happy.
Many times that does not, longer commutes may not be connected to happier people.
Yeah. Well, you've got a list of all this stuff. We're out of time.
I know.
I didn't even have to talk. I could just listen to you. But if people want more information, what can they do about it?
Sure. Well, one of the programs we offer through University Extension is Taking Care of You, Body, Mind, Spirit. I'll be offering some classes after the new year starts.
Okay. So what do they
do? So they could call our University Extension Center in Boone County at 445-9792. Can tell them a little bit more about some of these topics we talked about and how they might enroll
the
in the class.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
445-9792.
Okay, Vera, thank you. And will you come back in 2012?
Well, of course.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. Even though it's past Christmas, we're still in the Christmas season.
Year.
And Happy New Year. All right. Tomorrow on our show, Mel Zelenik will be with us with money-saving consumer tips. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our assistant producer is Uncle James, and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And our floor director is Eric Stazak. Bye-bye.